Today's Amud is Ma'id Katan Chaf Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yatesam Abiz, 6 lines on the bottom, by the words Boi Minei Abai Mirabo. So says the Gemara, Boi Minei Abai Mirabo, Kavrei Beregel, Regel Eilu Leilu Minyan Shleishim, Ein Regel Eilu Leilu Minyan Shleishim. We spoke about a case where a person buries his mace before a Yom Tov. He's in the middle of Shiva when Yom Tov comes in. So the halacha is that the regel's mevatel the Shiva. And it's also, it's Eila Laminyan Shleishim. We said in the Mishnah on Yatesam and Aleph that the regel is able to count towards the Cheshbon of Shleishim. The Gemara wants to know what's the halacha in a case where a person didn't yet start his Shiva. He's in the middle of the regel, and so even though he buried his mace, Shiva only starts after the regel, because the regel isn't able to be Eila Laminyan Shiva. So Shiva is only going to start after the regel. Can we still allow the Shleishim to start counting? Could we count the Cheshbon of the days of Shleishim already during the regel? So again, if a person buries his mace during a regel, let's say on Cholamayit, regel aylu lay l'minyan shleishim, or ain regel aylu lay l'minyan shleishim. Could those days of the regel that are remaining, could they count towards his cheshbin of shleishim? So says the Gemara, that l'minyan shiva lay kami bayli. He says, I'm not asking about whether or not it counts towards the shiva. That's pashut, that it doesn't delay nahagam, it's a shiva, beregel. Why should it count? He's not doing anything that is shiva-like. During the regel, he doesn't show any signs of avelus of shiva. Those are very chamer, nihuge avelus, and the person doesn't do those things during a regel. However, kikam yibayli laminyan shleishim, dika nahaga mitzah shleishim beregel. He says, I'm asking specifically about shleishim, because by shleishim, a person is, for different reasons, keeping some of the nihuge shleishim. For example, he's not allowed to iron his clothing, he's not allowed to get a haircut on chalamayit, stam al zdine chalamayit, atzochos chalamayit. So those halachos happen to also be true about an avil during shleishim. So since he's keeping the nihuge shleishim, albeit for different reasons, so maybe we could count it towards the cheshbon of the yemei shleishim. L'maisa amar le, Rabbo responds to Abaye, and he says, Einai Eila, that it does not count towards the minyan shleishim, but only start counting the shleishim once we start counting the yemei shiva after the Yom Tov is over. So he said it does not count. Now Eisve asked the Gemara Kasha from Abraisa, I'll prove it to you that we do count the days of Yom Tov that are remaining towards the Cheshbon of the Yemei Shleishim. The Braisa says like this. The Braisa says, and just to refresh our memories, the Tanna of the Mishnah held that even if a person is in the middle of Shiva when the regel comes in, the regel is not mevatel the Shiva unless he's at least 3 days into the Shiva. He had to have sat Shiva for at least 3 days, ikra velus ashleish yamim, and then will allow the regel to be mevatel the rest of the Shiva. So what's going to be the halacha if he only sat Shiva for 2 days? So of course, so the regel is not mevatel the Shiva, because he only sat Shiva for 2 days so far, according to the Tanna of our Mishnah. So says the Braisa that HaKoyver Esmeishay Shnei Yamim Kaidon HaRegel, if a person buried his mace 2 days before the Yom Tov, so the halacha is that the regel doesn't end the Shiva, and what he'll do is as follows, that Mayna Chamisha Yamim Achar HaRegel. He has to count 5 days from Matzah Yom Tov. After Yom Tov is over, he has to continue his count of Shiva. He'll have to observe another 5 days of Shiva. Now, the halacha of these 5 days is a little bit more kal than typical Shiva. He's allowed to perform malacha as long as he has someone else doing it for him, which is unlike a typical avil. He's not allowed to do malacha. He's not even allowed to have other people do malacha for him, unless it's a davra avid, but typically speaking, he's not allowed to have other people do malacha for him. This avil, who already had 2 days, and then there was the whole Yom Tov, and now he just has to be mashlim, he has to do another 5 days. So during those 5 additional days after the Yom Tov, we're more makel with him. He's allowed to do malacha through other people. Vavadav, ushiv chaysav, aysim, betzina, betach beisai, his slaves, his maidservants, they could even do malacha for him inside of his own house, as long as they do it privately, but they could do malacha even inside of his own house. Ve'ein rabbim misaskin imai, and people aren't misasik with him means that they don't do nicham aveilim, since he already sat Shiva for 2 days. And during the regel, people were visiting him during the regel. So therefore, during these 5 days, there's no din of nicham aveilim. Shekavar nisasku by beregel, like the Gemara says, because they were ready, were misasik with him during the regel. Says the Braisa Klalo Shel Davar, this is the general rule, Kol Shum Yisham Evel, Regel Mafsikai. Anything that's Avel related, and that he didn't observe during the Regel, because he doesn't observe Dine Avelus during the Regel, so then Regel Mafsikai, the Regel stops it, and he'll have to fulfill those halachis then after the Yomtev. The Kol Shum Yisham Iske Rabim, however, anything that's involving Iske Rabim, like Nicham Avelim, so then Ein Regel Mafsikai, he doesn't have to stop during the regel. During the regel, the rabbim are menachim him, and then the 5 days afterwards that he has to be mashlim, the rabbim are not menachim him. So that's the halacha with regards to the person who buried his mace 2 days before the regel. Now says the Braisa, this is the seifa of the Braisa, says the Braisa, kavru shleishi yamim b'seifa regel. Let's say now we're not holding before the yamtif, we're holding during Chol HaMoed. It's the third to last day of the regel. And he buries his mace during Chol HaMoed on the third to last day of the regel. So he has 3 days of the regel that are technically the first 3 days of his Avelis, even though he only starts Shiva afterwards. Says the Braisa, in such a case, he's mayna Shiva achar regel. He has to complete, he has to start and complete his entire Shiva after the regel. And arba yamim harishayinim rabbim is asking by. It's only during the first 4 days that he has to fulfill the din of Nicham Avelim. During this the last 3 days of the Yom Tov, the rabbim were already menachim him. So they have to do it for a total of 7 days. So for the first 4 days after the Yom Tov, the rabbim continued to be menachim him. And then shleishi yamim achrayim aim rabbim misaskim by. For the last 3 days, the rabbim do not have to be menachim him. They were already fulfilled the din of Nicham Avelim for 7 days. Shekvar nisasku beregel, because they had an additional 3 days during the regel. And then says the Braisa like this, the regel oilalai, and the regel counts towards his count. Now what does it mean that the regel counts towards his count? It's obviously not talking about Shiva. The Braisa told us the dinim of how the regel works with regards to Shiva. So what does it mean, the regel oilalai? It has to be with regards to the shleishim. So the Braisa is clear that the regel counts towards the minion of Shleishim. Now it's true the Braisa spoke about two cases. In the first case of the Braisa spoke about a case of a person who buried his mace before Yom Tov. And the Sefer, the Braisa spoke about a case of a person who buried his mace during the Regel. The Braisa then concludes with a Stam statement, the Regel Eiluloi. So my lava Sefer, it seems like it's going on the Sefer, or the way the Ritva explains, it's going even on the Sefer, it's going on the entire Braisa. Even in the Sefer of the Braisa, in the case where the person buried his mace during the Regel, on that the Braisa saying that the regel counts towards the minion of Shleishim. So that's not like what Rabbah answered Abaye. Abaye asked Rabbah about the halacha in this case. When a person buried his mace during the regel, does the regel count towards the minion of Shleishim? And Rabbah had said that it does not count. But the Braisa over here says that the regel does count towards the minion of Shleishim, and seemingly it's even going on the case of the Seifa, to which the Gemara says, Lai Aresha, that no, I'll get out of the Kasha by telling you that this last line of the Braisa, of regel Eilulai, that it counts towards the Shleishim, is going dafka on the reisha of the braisa in the case where the person buried his mace before the rega. However, says the Gemara, we still have another kash on Rabba. Eisvei, the braisa says like this, that regel oilulay l'minyan shleishim. It says that the regel counts towards the minyan of shleishim. And says the braisa, ketsa, what do I mean? Says the braisa, kavru b'tchilas haregel. If the person buried his mace in the beginning of the regel, so he's mayna shiva achar haregel. He counts, his starts and completes his entire shiva after the regel. U'melachne nasis ayidei acherim. His malacha can be taken care of through others, since he already really had 7 days of shiva throughout the regel. So even though it doesn't count towards the minion of Shiva, but already now will be more makel with him when he counts the 7 days after the Yomtif, and he can have his malacha get done by other people. His slaves, they could do work for him even inside of his own house, as long as they do so privately. And people don't have to be menachim him during those 7 days, because they already dealt with him during the regel. And the regel counts towards the minion of Shleishim. Now, this Braisa only spoke about a case of a person that buried his mace during the regel. And still, the Braisa concludes that the regel oilulai, that the regel counts towards the minion of Shleishim. So it's mamish mefurish in this Braisa that even if a person buries his mace during the regel, and he doesn't start the count of Shiva until after the Yomtiv, still he starts counting the cheshbon of the Yemei Shleishim during the regel, and the days of the regel count towards that count of Shleishim. So Tifta says the Gemara, this is a kasha, and this refutes what Rabbah had answered Abaye before, that Rabbah said that the Yemei HaRegel do not count towards the cheshbon of the shleisha. Now says the Gemara, Kiyasa Ravin Amr Rabbi Yechdan, when Ravin came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, so he reported in the name of Rabbi Yechdan in Eretz Yisrael, he reported in Rabbi Yechdan's name, that Afilu Kavra Beregel, that even if a person buries his maize during the Regel, still the Regel counts towards the minion of Shleisha. V'chein Ayri Le Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Pedas, Bray, and Rabbi Lazar taught this also to his son Rabbi Pedas, that Afilu Kavra Beregel, and even if he buries his maize during the Regel, still the Yemea Regel could count towards the Cheshbon of the Yemei Shleisha. Says the Gemara Vayter now, Tan Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, that Kiyem Kfiyas Hamita Shleisha Yamim Kaidim HaRegel. So this again is going like the Tan of our Mishnah, who says that the Regel only ends the Shiva if a person kept Shiva for 3 days before the Regel. So says the Braisa, that if a person was Mekayim, one of the Dine Avelus, such as Kfiyas Hamita, he turned over his bed, something that we said in the past, and nowadays we don't do this, but Midina de Gemara, there's a din of Kfiyas Hamita that an Aval has to turn over his bed. So if an Aval turned over his bed and he did this, he was Nayeg Dine Shiva for 3 days before the Regel. So once he did that, Einei Tzarech Lichpaisa Acher Regel, Divir Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says then he does not need to then turn over his bed after the Regel. The reason being is because the Regel is Mevatel the rest of the Shiva. Since he already counted 3 days of Shiva before the Regel, so now the Regel comes and it's Mevatel the Shiva. So this is like the Tan of our Mishnah, that as long as he kept 3 days of Shiva before the Regel, that's when we say that the Regel is Mevatel the Shiva. Here you see even more, that it's not just enough that he buried his mace 3 days before the Regel, it has to be that he actually kept Nihuge Avelus, Nihuge Shiva during this time. And therefore it's only if he was Kaifa Mitasoi for 3 days before the Regel, that's when we say that now the Regel be Mavatul the Shiva. Now says the Gemara, and this is the way we paskin, that no, it doesn't have to be 3 days, even if all he did was 1 day or 1 moment of Kfiyas Hamita before the Regel now comes and it's Mevatel the entire Shiva, which is the way we paskin. But again, you see, that it has to be that the person was Nayig, some sort of Nihuge Shiva. It's not enough just that he buried his mace, Mamish, right before the Regel. It has to be he did something. He did some sort of act of Avelus before the Regel, and then we'll say that the Regel is Mevatel the Shiva. But according to the Chachamim, it does not need to be 3 days. It could even be for a Shah Achas. It could be for a moment. And I'm Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Hein Hein Divrei Beishamai, Hein Hein Divrei Beisilo, that this Machlekes is really Machlekes Beishamai Beisilo. So Beishamai Oimrim Shoshi Yamim, Beisilo Oimrim Afilu Yoim Echad. Beishamai said it needs to be that a person was Nayig Avelis for 3 days before the Regel, and only then will we say that the Regel is Mavatel the Shiva. And Beisilo says that no, even if it's just for 1 day, and in the Ksav Yad, they add in the Girsa of Afilu Shoa Achas, even if it's just for 1 moment, says Beisilo, that's enough, and now the Regel will come and be Mavato the Shiva. Now the Ritva explains that according to the Tanoim who say that the Regel is Mavato the Shiva only if he kept Avelus for 3 days before the Regel, so what, they were going like Beishamai? That's not likely. Rather, the Ritva explains that they would say that there is no Machlokes Beishamai Beisilo. Not everybody agrees that there's a Machlekes Beishamai Beisilo. That's what Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon said. The other Tanayim will tell you that no, there's no Machlekes about it, and that's even Beisilo's Shita, that it has to be 3 days. But Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon says that no, it's a Machlekes Beishamai Beisilo, and Beisilo is the one who says that even if it's just 1 day or 1 moment, that's enough, that now the Regel will be Mevatel the Shiva. And says the Gemara, Amr Rav Huna, Amr Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amr Rav Yechanan, Va'amila, Amr Rav Yechanan, Li Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Ulu Rav Huna, that Afilu Yoyim Echad, Afilu Shah Achas, even if a person sat Shiva only just for 1 day or for 1 moment, that's enough that now the Regel will be Mevatel the Shiva. Rava Amar Halacha Ketana Didan to Amar Shleisha. Rava says, no, the Halacha is like the Tan of our Mishnah, who says 3 days. And Ravina Ikla Surah Depras. Ravina one time went to visit Surah Depras. And Amar Le Rav Chaviva Le Ravina. Rav Chaviva said to Ravina, Hel Chasamai, what's the Halacha? And Amar Le, Afilu Yoim Echav, Afilu Shoachas. And Ravina responded, and no, it's even if it's just 1 day, 1 moment, and that's the final Halacha, like the Chachamim, that as long as a person sat any amount of Shiva before the Regel, so the Regel would then be Mavato the Shiva. Says the Gemara Vayter, that Yasser Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Ami, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Rav Ami, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha were sitting, Akilah, the Rav Yitzchak ben Elazar, on the porch of Rav Yitzchak ben Elazar. And Nafag Milsa Bebenayu, they started talking and learning, and they said as follows, they had the following Shiloh that came out from the discussion. And they said like this, Minayin la Avelus Shiva, they said, what's the Makar that Avelus is for 7 days? If you hold that Avelus is only Midrabanan, so then this is just an Asmachta, but where do we see even a Remez that Avelus is for 7 days? And they said as follows, they said, Dechsivas, the Pasuk says, Va'afachti Chagechem la'evo, and I will turn your Chag, Hashem says, I will turn your Chag into Avelus. So that shows us that Avelus is 7 days, because Ma Chag Shiva, Af Avelus Shiva, just like a Chag, Sukkot, Pesach is 7 days, so too, Avelus is for 7 days. So that's the remez that Avelus is for 7 days, because it says Hashem will turn the Chag into Avelus. So if a Chag is 7 days, and Hashem's going to turn that into Avelus, it must be Avelus is for 7 days. Now ask the Gemara, who says it's for seven? Ve'ima atzeres t'chad yo'ima. Maybe the Pasuk's referring to Shavuos, which is only one day, and Hashem's saying, I'm going to turn your Chag, your atzeres, your Shavuos, into Avelus, and Avelus is really just one day. So says the Gemara in Achanami, that's a very good drasha, and we taka use that drasha. But Ahumi Bayile the Kedre Shlakish. That drasha is for like Reish Lakish said. The Amar Reish Lakish Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, Minayin Lishmua Ruchaika Sheina Nehages Eli Yoim Echad. How do we know if a person only finds out very late about a patira of a close relative that he only keeps Avelis for one day? And we'll discuss shortly in the Gemara the details of what exactly a Shmua Ruchaika is. How late does he have to find out about the patira? Then now we consider it a Shmua. But the halacha is that if a person finds out late about the patira, Shmua Ruchaika, that he only has to keep Shiva, he only has to binaya dinei Shiva for one day. What's the makar? From this drasha, Dechsivas, the Pasuk says, Va'afachti chageichem la'evel, that Hashem says, I'm going to turn your chag into Avelus, Va'ashgechan atzeres, dikri chag yoima, chag, and we find Shavuos, which is only one day, and it's called a chag. So in a chanami, we taka use both drashas. And the Ritva explains even more that that's why the Pasuk says, not Va'afachti Chag Le'evel. It says Va'avachti Chagechem, your Yamim Tovim, plural, into Avelus. Hashem was telling us, well, at least in, as a remez, that there's two Chagim that are going to turn to Avelus, and that teach us different halachis. One is Pesach and Sukkot, which are 7 days, and Hashem's saying I'm going to turn that into Avelus. And the other is Shavuos, which is only one day. How do we reconcile the two? When it's a Shmua Kreiva, if a person finds out immediately about the Patira, so then he's Nahig Avelus for Shiva for 7 days. And if it's a Shmua Ruchaika, if he finds out late, which again we'll discuss soon what's considered late, so then he only is Nahig the Dinei Avelus for one day, Dinei Shiva for one day. Now it says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, the Shmua Kreiva Nehege Shiva Ushleishim Shmua Ruchaika. Nehege Shiva Ushleishim. That a Shmua Kreiva is Nehege Shiva Vishleishim. A person who finds out immediately Kreiva about the Patira of his close relative, so he's Nehege Shiva Vishleishim. He has to be Nehege Dine Shiva and Dine Shleishim. Shmua Ruchaika Ain a Neheges Elo Yoim Echad. However, if he finds out late, so then he only keeps one day. He doesn't keep Dine Shiva Vishleishim, he just keeps one day of Avelus. Now, Ezi Kreiva, Ezi Rechaika. Now, how do we define the difference between Kreiva and Rechaika? Says the Braisa that Kreiva B'Teich Shleishim. Anytime he finds out about the Patira within 30 days, so that's considered a Kreiva. And Rechaika L'Acher Shleishim. And Rechaika is if he finds out about the Patira after 30 days, so that's considered a Shmua Rechaika. Divi Rabbi Akiva, that's all the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. However, V'Chachavim Ayrim, the Chachamim argue, and they say that no, there's no such thing. Achashmua Kreiva, Achashmua Rechaika. They argue on this drasha, this asmachta that we mentioned before of Shavuos and the other Yamim Tovim. They say it doesn't matter when one found out about the Patira. It doesn't matter if it's a Shmua Kreiva. It doesn't matter if it's a Shmua Rechaika. He's Nayhege Shiva Ushleishim. A person, anytime he finds out about the Patira, he's Nayhege the Dine Shiva for 7 days and then the Dine Shleishim for 30 days. There's never a din of a Shmua Rechaika that he's only Nayhege Avelus for one day. Now, I'm a Rabbi Bar Bachan, I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Bar Bachan tells us in the name of Rabbi Yechanan an important klal. That kol makom shata moita yachid meikel v'rabbi machmirim. In general, anytime you find that the yachid is meikel, and the rabbim, they're machmir. So the halacha is karabim. The halacha follows the rabbim, even though it's a din derabanan, like Avelus, let's say. Even if it's a din derabanan, and typically we go, savik derabanan lakula, if there's a machlekes, we could generally be meikel by a derabanan. But over here, that it's Yachid v'Rabim, so then the halacha is going to be like the Rabim, and we're going to be Mechmer. Chutz mizu, except for in this case of Avelus, Sha'af al-pish Rabbi Akiva meiko v'chacham imachmirim, even though Rabbi Akiva is meiko, and he says that if a person finds out late about a patira, if he has a Shmua rechayka. He only has to be naig avelus for one day. The chachamim machmirin, and the chachamim are machmir. They say there's no such thing as a shmuel rechayka. Still, so you would think, yachiv rabim, olachiv karabim, even though it's the rabbanim, we should go like the rabbim, we should go like the chachamim, and a person always has to be naig, shevet ushleishim. Still says Rabbi Yechanan that no, over here, olachiv Rabbi Akiva, the olachiv is like the meiko, is like Rabbi Akiva, the yachid, and the reason is the amr shmuel, olachiv kedivri ameiko be'eva. It's because shmuel told us a klal that when it comes to dinei avelus, we go like the meiko. We go like the meiko, even if it's a yachid against the rabbim, the olachiv follows the meiko, and therefore the olachiv follows Rabbi Akiva, that if a person finds out after 30 days about the batira of his close relative, so then he only has to be naig avelus for one day.